All right, we're going to make the sign of the cross. You guys ready? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we just celebrated a big feast last week. We celebrated Jesus' baptism. Do you know the name of that feast?
I had it in my mind, and then
it just lost it. Does anybody remember what was that feast called where we celebrate Jesus' baptism?
With a T?
Theophany.
Yes.
Theophany. Yeah, theophany, which is a Greek word that means the appearance of God, the revelation or manifestation of God. Because when Jesus was baptized, he was revealed to the world, and he was revealed to the world as God. So after he was born, he was raised by Mary and Joseph. And he lived a normal life. He didn't live a public life of going around and teaching. He just grew up and became a man. But when he was grown up, that's when he was baptized. And after that is when he started going throughout the countryside, teaching the people about God and showing them who God is, not just by his words, but also by the miracles that he performed and the healings that he did, and by how he treated other people. Because remember, Jesus is not just a human being, but he's also God. He's the Son of God. And everything he does is just like what God does. So how he treats people is just like how God treats people. How he speaks to people is just like how God speaks to people. You know, all of his goodness and his kindness and his charity and also his truth, all of these things show us God's who God is, what God is like. So, Jesus was baptized. Were any of you baptized too? Yes. Yes, you were.
Yeah, Bailey, you were baptized.
Good. Okay. Well, most of you were baptized. You know, when you were baptized, so to speak, alongside of Jesus. And he came to live inside of you because of your baptism. And just like way back in the past, he was revealed to all those people through his baptism and after his baptism. After you were baptized, he starts to be revealed to you in your hearts. Remember I said after his baptism is when he started to go throughout the world preaching, and the gospel today said, preaching, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. God's kingdom is here, and it's waiting to be received by you. And now Jesus is in your heart preaching the same thing. Right, Michael? Yeah. He's in your heart preaching the same thing. And just like he went around after that, healing others, you know, healing people of their sicknesses and casting out the evil spirits, the demons that were bothering them. So Jesus is in your heart doing the same thing. And just as he died on the cross in order to rescue us from sin and from death, he is rescuing all of you from sin and death as he lives in your heart. But you know, back in that time when Jesus was walking this earth, people had a choice to make, right? Did everybody believe in Jesus when he was walking this earth?
No.
Not a lot of people.
Right.
A lot of people like were throwing stones at him.
Yes, and then they eventually killed him. So most people didn't listen to him. And so even though God was there, he was revealed to them, they were blind because they chose to be blind. They chose not to see. So in the same way, each of us has a choice to make whether we're going to be like those people who blinded themselves, who didn't pay attention, and they didn't gain anything from Jesus being with them. Or instead, are we going to be like those wise disciples who listened to Jesus and paid attention to him and obeyed him and so received all the help that he can give? Yeah, it's hidden beneath all these things, my monk belt. But that's interesting you should mention that, because that monk belt that I wear reminds me every day when I put it on how I need to be faithful and obedient to Jesus. And, you know, I think most of you have crosses that you wear around your necks, right?
I have less one
right now.
Okay. Well, when you put your cross on, that's a good time to remember how Jesus is in your heart and you need to listen to him and obey him, so that you can receive all the help that he has come to give, right?
I lost my cross.
Well, I hope you can get another one, because it's very nice.
Yes.
You have it at home, maybe?
Mine is gold.
Okay, yeah.
It's very heavy.
Well, when you put it on, remember that you belong to Jesus and that he's here to show you all that you need to know about God so that you can be saved. All right, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.